And you wouldn't. What about serenading?
Well, other serenading, I've been into that too.
Is that
I quit it too.
What's the difference between celebrating and serenading?
Well, it's all about the same thing.
Oh, it is.
All have the same meaning.
All right. Now you remember when you had your children, sometimes they might get a little bit, they might worry you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wanted to get them to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
wanted to get them to behave properly. Mm-hmm. You'd say, if you don't behave properly, the so-and-so is going to get you.
Yeah.
Now what kind of made-up person did you use to tell them was going to
get you? The devil's going to get
you. Oh, the devil, I see.
Wait, now.
Did you ever have another name? Satan. What about, do you recognize the booger man?
Yeah, that was the word that was used.
That was the booger
man. I'm saying, I can recollect the booger man and get you.
Okay, now.
And they never knowed who he was.
Didn't? Well, let me ask you, did you remember, did you ever use Old Nick or Old Harry or the boogeyman?
Who?
Old Nick.
Yeah, Old Nick and the booger man, both the same old fellas.
What about Old Harry?
Yeah, he is too.
Is that,
he's along with him too.
Oh, what about Old Scratch?
Yeah, he's there too.
You mean all these terms that you use?
All the same fellas.
These were terms that you'd say if a person did something wrong, you might say, now Old Scratch is going to get you if you don't.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you?
Yeah.
All right. What is a greeting that you, what do you say when you want to say hello to people at Christmas time? You want to wish them a what?
Happy Christmas.
Do you say Happy Christmas or do you say Merry Christmas?
Well, either one. Both of them.
All right, now let me ask you, do you ever hear, what happens if it's a close friend and you want to catch them by surprise on Christmas morning or on Christmas Eve and you say what to them?
Christmas gift.
All right, that's what I was looking for. Now, there's a difference then between Merry Christmas and Christmas gift.
That's right.
What is the difference?
He's supposed to give you something if he gets his Christmas gift.
I see.
Just wishing him good luck with the other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Boy, you all know lots of different names for things. Golly.
Yeah.
What, if you have to pick up and carry a real heavy suitcase from one place to another, and you don't want to do it, but you have to do it anyway, you say to yourself, I don't want to have to do what with that?
Be burden ridden.
All right, be burden. But what would be one word that you would use for that? You say,
I'm not able to carry that.
Well, suppose you had to carry it, though, you know, and you, what is the word that you would use for carrying it? Say, you know, I have to carry
it.
All right, I have
to. Toting
it. All right, tote. What's a turtle-like animal that lives on land?
Tarpon.
All right. What's one that lives in the water?
Turtle.
What's a turtle-like animal that lives in the water? You have a different name for him?
Yeah, he's just a turtle.
All right.
Loggerheads and, well, there's three or four kinds of turtles.
What kinds of turtles?
There's a soft shell and
two.
Well, what's a loggerhead?
Loggerhead, he's the old big gum.
Is a snapper? Is that a big snapper?
Yeah.
He cut his head off and he can bite you tomorrow.
Is that right? Now, who told you that?
There's no fella.
You're kidding me.
Way back county, he killed one day and they cooked it and ate it. And the next day, that old head is thrown out there in the yard at the old log house and it catches a chicken. Chicken come by and he snaps
you. You're sure somebody not pulling your leg, are they?
Yes, my parents would tell me a snake wouldn't die till the sun went down. And he will. He'll wiggle his tail, I reckon, till about the sun goes down.
Oh, God. Well, what do you call